to cook up Dollar Amrala. Where it says that all these Mishnayos were learned before the Heter of Mugzo, the time of Nehemiah. Glustra, that was the next Mishnah. Dishnan, Nagra Shiesh Barosho Glustra. You have a stick that is used for a, to close the door, lock a door. It's like a bariach, a bolt. Yes, a bolt. So if it has a ball on top, so it could be used as a pestle, so then has a shame kli on it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shomtom in Pesach Zev, Atola B'chaveiro B'Shabbos. You're allowed to take it off one door and put it on another door, because it's a kli. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Hariyu K'chol HaKelim U'metaltol B'chotzer. Rabbi Tarfon says, not only can you take it from one door and put it on another door, you could even be metaltol it in a chotzer, as much as you want. Okay, Rashi. Glustra, Disnan Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Nagra Shiesh Barosho Glustra, Shirosho Av. It says a ball at the top, it's thick at the top. Veroi Loduch Boshum, the Noel in Bodelis, you use it to close the door. It's not a beam. What did you say it was?
A bolt.
A bolt? Door bolt. There's another word for it though.
Bolt has a knob on it.
Okay, it says bolt, okay. It's a Shomta mi Peso Zevatol Bechero. The Alpha got a sort of a goof up. Litloso Bechadero, Ulano Alobo, Shomto Ali de Greira, Aval Tilful Gomerlo. So, Rabbi Yeshua holds, you're not allowed to be metaltal it regularly. You're allowed to push it along, right? But not stop, pick it up and move it from one door to the other. Alpha Pisha Malachto Leheter, even though it's Malachto Leheter, there's no Isser in bolting a door. Lo Shari Leletzor Gufo, even using it for its normal purpose, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. So this was said when all kelim were mukta, except for the kelim that were absolutely necessary. Meducha had the amorim. We said the case of meducha, that you're not allowed to move a mortar unless it has shum in it. Even though, meducha had the amorim, le'el afagab d'shan yirava, le'el mach micham aletzel, even though Rava explained this Mishnah that it's talking where it's klisha malachto le'isr, because a meducha is a klisha malachto le'isr, and it's mashma though, you're not allowed to move it at all, even the tzorah gufa makomo. Rava already answered, that's not what it means. You're allowed to move it the tzorah gufa makomo, just not michama le'tzel. V'abaya shanyi le'tzorah makomo, right, shinuya d'chiku ninu. Elakodem ha'toras kelim nishtam. And Abaya answer said that it's tzorah makomo is awesome. That the klisha malachto le'isr is only mutter if you need it to use for some other purpose, but not because you need the place. Those are shinuyim dechukim. Those were answers that were contrived, contrived answers. And therefore, the best answer is that this Mishnah Tak is talking in a time when you weren't allowed to move kelim that were tzorech gufa makoma, till they were matter that. Omar Rabba, Mimai, Dilma la Olam, Emalach la'achar ha'toras kelim Mishnah. No, maybe not. Maybe these Mishnayos were said after they were matur to move normal kelim. Klisha malachto le'isr, letzorech gufa makomo, klisha malachto leheter, even micham le'tzel. And therefore, but the reason why these things are also for a different reason. Kanim time of mine, mishum mi'epushe. The high poor, salome apish. The whole reason that the kanim were mutter to move is because maybe the bread will become moldy. But in a few hours over Shabbos, it's not going to become moldy. So therefore, they didn't permit to move the kanim, even though normally they'd be mutter. Here there was no purpose for it.
It was tircha?
Yeah, extra tircha. Kanim time of mine, misadrin osam b'maracha, mishum me'apushe, lo samchinen anisa, mishum ahu porsa, shayishonim misakeves, b'lo kanim, milei le'shabbos, le'shabbos, v'achadoshim, mishabbos, l'mos le'shabbos, lo me'apshe. And therefore, they weren't mutter to do it. It wasn't necessary. So it was an extra tircha that wasn't necessary. Maklos, efshe kribalazer. With the maklos, they didn't do it because it also wasn't necessary. You could do it with your hands, like kribalazer. And therefore, they weren't matarit, because again, it was an extra tircha for no purpose. Glustra could have yane. And glustra, the reason why they weren't matar to move it regularly, was like rabiane. Dom rabiane, b'chotzer shenemu revis askinen. He's talking where these two doors were separated by a chatzah that didn't have an Eruv. Rabbi Yeshua Sover Tocha Pesach Kilifnim Dami. Rabbi Yeshua held that the inside of the door is like the inside of the house. And therefore taking this glustera from inside the doorway to the outside is what's it called? It's like carrying from the house to the chatzar, and a chatzar is not mu'urav. You're not allowed to carry from the house to the chatzar. Reb Tarfon Sover Tocha Pesach Kolachutz. Reb Tarfon held the inside of the doorway is considered like the outside, and you're allowed to move a kli in a chatzar sheinu mu'ureves in the chatzar itself. Not just not allowed to take it from the chatzar to the house or the house to the chatzar. Right? Umanah de chatzar b'chatzar komatalkul. You're allowed to carry things in a chatzar that's a reshus hayachid, even if it doesn't have an eruv, as long as you don't take it from the house to the chatzar or the chatzar to the house. Meducha Reb Nechemya. And the meducha goes like Reb Nechemya, who holds that the only kalim you're allowed to move are kalim that are bedafka for their own purpose, not for a different purpose. Rashi. Konim time, we said already. To Reb Elezer, miniach yodol kosev chavero. With the maklos, it's possible to do like Reb Elezer. Sheina murevis, shahar be batim psuchim la. You have a chotzer that many houses open up into this one courtyard. The lo irvu, and they didn't make an eruv. The kalim sheshovsu be batim, also lo tzion the chotzer. Kalim that originated in the houses, you're not allowed to take out into the chotzer. U sheshovsu be chotzer, mutla tautla be chotzer. However, kalim that were in the chotzer, when Shabbos came in, you're allowed to move around in the chotzer. Shah chotzer kula rushus liatzmahu. What's the reason they asked carrying from the house into the chatzar? It's all one big rishus hayachid. But the house is an individual private ownership, and the chatzar is joint ownership. So people make a mistake and think if you're allowed to carry from private ownership into joint ownership, you're allowed to carry from rishus hayachid to rishus harab. And therefore you can't carry from one different kind of ownership into another one without an eruv. But in the chatzar itself is one ownership. It's all joint ownership, and it's a reshus hayochid. So there's no gzera. So you're allowed to carry in the chaser itself. Tocha pesach shenotel hanagar misham. The nagar was in the thickness of the doorway. The komatalto mona debayis bechaser. So if you take the nagar out of the doorway, right, you're carrying it into the chaser from the house. Hilkach shomta in the tiltul menatzadi avol tiltul gomer lo. And therefore, you can only move it indirectly and not directly. And everybody asks in this Rashi, we're not talking here about tiltul muktzah. We're talking about carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or from a mokum that's biased to a chotzer that didn't have an eruv. And what does that help to push it? Or whatever. Pashas, it means that since tiltul menatzad is not real tiltul, so it's shaloka derech, even when it comes to carrying. And the Mela, they were matir shaloka derech, even though it's what's it called, chotzer sheinu mu'ureves, carrying shaloka derech for a tzorech, because you had to have something to close the door, that was mutter. Meducha Reb Nechemya hi, the Omer be'eruvin, afilu talus, afilu tarvet eni tolen, el esor tashim frey yuchat. And the case of Meducha goes according to Reb Nechemya, who holds that you're not allowed to move any keli on Shabbos except for what it's normally used for. Kol ha-kelim nitolim l'tzorech v'shalo l'tzorech. All kelim you're allowed to move, whether you need them for their regular purpose or for another purpose. Reb Nechemya omer nitolim l'tzorech. Reb Nechemya says you can only carry them, only move them around on Shabbos if you need them for their regular purpose. Rashi hochi garsim nisim kol ha-kelim nitolim l'tzorech. All kelim are moved l'tzorech. Okay. So my letzorech or my shalol letzorech, what does that mean? You can move them for letzorech or shalol letzorech. Omer Rabba, letzorech dover shemalachto leheter, letzorech gufo, shalol letzorech dover shemalachto leheter, letzorech mekoma. The Rabba says, what's talking about kli shemalachto leheter, something that normally is used for something that's mutter. And you're allowed to move it letzorech, that means to use it for its own purpose, to use it because you need the thing. Shalova tzorech means you don't need the thing, but you need the place that it's on. That's called shalova tzorech. That's dover shemalachto leheter. You're allowed to move letzorech gufo or letzorech mekoma. The dover shemalachto leiser, letzorech gufo in letzorech mekoma lo. But a dover shemalachto leiser, that you're only allowed to move letzorech gufo, but not letzorech mekoma. That's what Rabba holds. Also, Reb Nechemya lemeimer, and Reb Nechemya comes along to say, "Vafilu dover shemalachto leheter." Even something that's malachto leheter, it's normally used for something mutter on Shabbos. L'tzorach gufo in, l'tzorach mekom olav. You're only allowed to use it if you are moving it for the sake of using that kli. But if you want it, the place where it's on, even a dover shemlach or leheter of Nechemya holds, you can't move. So that's Rabba. Omer le Rava, l'tzorach mekomo, shalo l'tzorach karisale. Carrying something, moving something, because you need the place, is called shalo l'tzorach. That's not called shalo l'tzorach. El Omer Rava, therefore Rava explains the mission differently. L'tzorach dover shemlach or leheter, bein l'tzorach gufo, bein l'tzorach mekomo. L'tzorach is by something that's melacht or leheter, whether you're moving it for its own sake or because you need the place. That's called l'tzorach. Shalo l'tzorach afilo michama l'tzel. Dover shemelacht or leheter is mutter, even if you move it from the sun into the shade. You don't need it and you don't need its place. You just want to protect it. It's also mutter by dover shemelacht or leheter. The dover shemelacht or leiser, something that's melacht or leiser, l'tzorach gufo, l'tzorach mekomo in, michama l'tzel lo. So it's mutter only litzorich, but not shalol litzorich. Meaning it's mutter litzorich gufom umekomo, davar shemalach tole iser, Rava holds. And, but it's not mutter michama litzel. You can't stop move it to protect it. You can only move it if you need it or you need the place that it's on. Okay. V'asar Reb Nechemya lemeimer, Reb Nechemya came along to say, afilu davar shemalach tole heter, litzorich gufo, litzorich mekomo, in michama litzelo. Reb Nechemya holds that you're allowed to move a dover shemalach to leheter, letzorech, meaning letzorech gufo mekomo, either one, but not michama letzel. Even a dover shemalach to leheter, Reb Nechemya holds you can't move from sun to shade. Okay, Rashi. My letzorech, my shalom, letzorech, omar rabba, letzorech to shori tanakama, hainu dover shemalach to leheter, umetzal to letzorech gufo. So Rabba holds letzorech is talking about a dover shemalach to leheter, and the tzorech is tzorech gufo. Shalol letzorech, dover shemalach to leheter, umetzal pelo shalol letzorech gufo, avol tzorech limakoma. And shalol letzorech is dover shemalach to leheter, and you're allowed to move that even letzorech makoma. But dover shemalach to leiser, letzorech gufo, hu deishtere, im tzorech lo lemeleches heter, avol shalol letzorech gufo, afal gav letzorech limakoma lo. Verab letame domer leel, gabi kornish, shal nafachim nami mutter letzorech gufo. Right, that only letzorech gufo. Even though the thing is only mutter, is what's it called, is dover shemalach tole iser, is only mutter letzorach gufo, but not letzorach mekomo. That's Rabba Shita. And dover what's it called, shemalach tole heter, is mutter letzorach gufo and mekomo, but mashma mechama letzel, it's not mutter. Omer le Rava, Elo Omer, and Rava argues, and Rava holds, the Rava, the Mokia, Liba, the Reb Nechemya, the letzorach gufo, letzorach mekomo, mutter, Al korcha chay letzorach gufo kagon shezeh hatashmish miyuchad lo. Right? Rava, who holds in Reb Nechemya that letzorach gufo and letzorach mekomo is mutter, obviously he has to hold letzorach gufo by Reb Nechemya means not just any tzorach, but the thing that it's normally used for. The Tanya lekamam beperek chavis, Reb Nechemya omer, afilu tarvet, afilu talis, ain't he told letzorach tashmisha. You can't even move a talis except to use it to wear. But you can't move it if you want to use it to hang something or whatever. Can't use it any for any tzorach except it's normal tzorach. The tzorach mekomo nami l'rava k'tzorach gufo v'tashmisho domi, right? And tzorach mekomo, according to Rava, Reb Nechemya would hold that moving it for the place is also called moving it for its own tzorach, for the tzorach hamiyuchad. U'l'rava tzorach gufo hu d'shori. According to Rava, only tzorach gufo is mutter, but tzorach mekomo not. Who the shari Reb Nechemya, the dafka l'tashmish hamiyuchad lo. And according to Rabba, Reb Nechemya is only matter moving it for its normal use and not l'tzorach mekoma. Uvein l'rabba bein l'rava, dafka dover shemlach to leheter. That's only dover shemlach to leheter that you're allowed to move. Aval dover shemlach to leiser, afil l'tzorach gufo lo shari Reb Nechemya. But dover shemlach to leiser Reb Nechemya holds you can't even move it l'tzorach gufo. The high tzorach gufo lav tashmish hamiyuchad lo. Because whatever you're going to be using it for, if it's klishe malach tole iser, it's normally used for something awesome. So using it for something mutter can't be its normal usage. So Reb Nechemya, who holds even a klishe malach tole heter, you're only allowed to move for its normal usage, would hold the same thing by klishe malach tole iser. Since its normal usage is iser, obviously you can't move it. And to move it for something that's mutter is not its normal usage. So therefore, Reb Nechemya holds by klishe malach tole iser, even the tzorach gufo, it's not mutter. Who to hold miyuchad l'mleches iser. Okay. Yosef Rav Safra, Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Yasvi Vika Amrei, L'Rabba Alibad Rav Nechemya. According to Rabba, according to Rav Nechemya, right? According to Rav Nechemya, right? Hani Ka'aros Heichim Metautalina. How do you carry dishes? How do you move dishes on Shabbos? Rashi, L'Rabba Alibad Rav Nechemya. The Omer Dover Shemalachto Leheter L'Tzorach Mekomo Lo. But you're not allowed to move something that is even Malachto Leheter, according to Rav Nechemya. even L'Tzorach Mekomo is Aser. Only L'Tzorach Gufo is Mutter, and only for its Tashmish HaMiyuchad, right? So, Chani Ka'aros, La'achar Achila, after you finish eating, Heichi Metalkulu, L'Salkum L'Faneinu. How do you take the dishes off the table? L'Chara, it's Tzorach Mekomo. It's not Tzorach Gufo. You don't need the dishes anymore. You just need the table. So how do you take dishes off the table after you eat, according to Reb Nechemya, according to Rab? According to Rava, even Reb Nechemya holds klisha malach to leheter is mutter tzorich mekoma. But according to Rabba, according to Reb Nechemya, even klisha malach to leheter is aser tzorich mekoma. How do you take plates off the table? Omer lohu Rav Safra, midi dehavi agirav shorei. The plate becomes disgusting on the table after you finish eating. It's a dirty plate, and you don't want it to sit there the whole Shabbos. So it's like a gerav shorei. Omer le Abaya le Rabba, lemar alibad Reb Nechemya. So Abaya said to Rabba, according to you, according to Reb Nechemya, when you hold in Reb Nechemya, hani ka'aros heichi metautalina lehu. So he asked Rabba the question directly. Right? Before they asked the question according to Rabba. Here Abaya asked Rabba himself, according to you, according to Reb Nechemya, how are you allowed to take plates off the table? Omer le Rav Safra, Omer le Rav Safra chavrin tirgama. Rav Safra already answered this question, right? Our friend Rav Safra already answered this question for me. Needed to have a gerav shorei. That's mutter to move off the table because something disgusting when it's full of dirty food, a dirty plate, and you don't want to leave it on the table, you're allowed to take it off. Okay, eish the abaya l'rava. Meducha, im yesh bo shu metalten osa, v'im lav ein metalten osa. Right, abaya asked rava, according to you, that even the Tzorach Gufo and Mekomo is mutter. So if you have a mortar, then if it has garlic in it, then you're allowed to move it because of the garlic. Okay? Because, like we said before, either because agav the garlic you can move it, or because it has two purposes, two uses, one for grinding and one for storing. And now it has its storage purpose. So only if it has shum in it, you're allowed to also. But if it doesn't have shum in it, then it's a klisha malachto le'isser, and you're not allowed to move it, okay? So what's it called? Mashma, they're not allowed to move it, right? L'tzorach gufo l'chori, should be allowed to move it. Mashma, there's something that you're not allowed to move it for, that's l'tzorach makoma. So Ravo holds it, dover shum malachto le'isser is mutter, l'tzorach gufo and makoma, so what are you not allowed to move it for? So Mara says, hachamai skira mecham le'tzir. You're not allowed to move it, stam, to protect it. But in a chinami, you're allowed to move it either the Tzorach Gufo or the Tzorach Mekomo. Eishvei, v'shavin shim kitzav lo boser sh'osu lo taltalo. You have this eli that normally is, what's it called, used for cutting things that are osur on yontif, but you want to cut meat on it. So Beis Hillel says you're allowed to cut meat on it, l'tzorach simchas yontif. They were matur to cut the meat on it. But if you cut the meat, or, and Beis Shammai says you can't, and even Beis Hillel agrees that if you already cut the meat, you have no more meat to cut for Yontif, that it's muktzah. Right? So lechora, why should it be muktzah? You should be allowed to move it, the Tzorach Gufo Mekomo, according to Rav. Elamai is mashmi, you're not allowed to move it for something, meaning Tzorach Mekomo. Or it says, hachanami mechama letzel. No, it's talking where you can't move it from sun to shade. Okay, let's see, the Rashi is still here. The imlave metalkin also b'shlama the rabba could go into ain sorich legufa el mekoma. According to rabba, it's very simple to say what you're not allowed to metalkin this klish malach to leisur l'tzorich mekoma. El idoch amai. According to you, whether it's sorich gufa mekoma, you can move it. So what can't you move it for? So it says, what's it called? Only mechama letzel. Okay. V'hodisnan ain somchem es hakadera v'bekas v'chein bedelis. Right. What's it called? You can't take a pot, right, and support it with a wedge of wood. See Rashi. V'chein bedeles, o kimnav meseches beya, v'chein hadeles ain't something the kas, v'yontiv kamayri. Right? You have a door that's crooked or whatever, and you want to support it with this wedge of wood. So, v'chora, this wedge of wood on yontiv is malach to leheter. What do you use these wedges of wood for? Burning. They're firewood, chips of wood. So on Shabbos, they're muktzah. But on yontiv, you can make a fire. Right? You can continue a fire. So you're allowed to use this wood. So what's it called? We're talking about something that's malach to leheter. So why can't you support a kedera, the bekas, or a deles, for a bekas to be yontif, dover shem lach to leheter hu, alma dover shem lach to leheter, ben letzorek gufo, ben letzorek mekomo, also. Here you're using it letzorek gufo. Surely letzorek mekomo wouldn't be mutter, because letzorek mekomo is worse than letzorek gufo. And here you see that even dover shem lach to leheter on yontif, you're not allowed to use, even if you need it for some other purpose. You don't need it for burning. You need it for some other purpose. Sorech gufa, makomo is not mutter. Gemara says, no, chosam my time. Kivin de b'shabbos, dover shem alachto le'isr hu, gzeira yontif after Shabbos. Right, since on Shabbos, of the kas, is dover shem alachto le'isr, because it's used normally for burning. So they made a gzeira not to use it on yontif, because you're afraid you may use it on Shabbos too. Gemara says, v'chitei m'shabbos gufei tishterei, Shabbos also should be mutter. You're using something that's malach to le'isr letzorek gufo makoma. You're using it to support a pot or a door. That's only where it has it's a kli. A kli shemalach to le'isr is mutter letzorek gufo makoma. But something that doesn't have a shame kli on it is mukter machmas gufo. It's a different category of mukta, and that's not mutter, even letzorek gufo makoma. So here's the makor, that something that's not a kli, and is mukta, right? Something that's mukta, but it's not a kli, so that's called mukta machmas gufo, is also letzorek gufo makoma. Mer says, umigazrina, let's see Rashi till here. V'ho bekas b'yontif malach to leheteri, d'lahasoka chozi. It's used for burning. The kaima. So that's what it's made for. The ka'asul atal to lalat tzara gufo l'mloch acheres. And the Mishnah asks moving it for another tzorech, like to support the pot. The chol she came with tzorech mekoma, and surely tzorech mekoma will be asur. U'mashani hosam taimak even to b'shabbos asur. To b'kas b'shabbos malach to le'isr. He. On Shabbos you're not allowed to make fires. So the b'kas is malach to le'isr. B'yontif nomi asur gzeri yontif atu Shabbos. So they asked it on Yontif for fear that you may do the same thing on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, and even though it's a kli shemalach to le'isr, and it should be what's it called mutter l'tzorek gufo makoma even on Shabbos, but it's not a kli. And something that is, what's it called, its main purpose is isr, and it's not a kli, is mukta machmas gufo. Okay. Umigazrinan, do we make such a gzera Yontif atu Shabbos? We see that things are mutter on yontif that even though on Shabbos are osir, right? Where do we find that we make a gzera or something osir to do on yontif because we're afraid you may do it on Shabbos? Gemara says, "Mi lo gazrinan." I'll show you that we do make a gzera. V'asnan ein ben yontif l'Shabbos ela ochel nefesh bilvat. The only difference between yontif and Shabbos are things that are directly involved with making food. But other things, if they're also on Shabbos, they're also on Yontif too. Rav Yosef Lokasha, Horeb Elezer, Horeb Yeshua. These two Mishnayos reflect two different opinions. They're not a contradiction between them. Each one goes according to a different opinion. Right, so Mer says, Horeb Yeshua, which Rav Yeshua? Horeb Yeshua, the Tanya. Oso V.S. Bino, Shenoflu Labor. If you have a mother and a child that fell into a board together on Yontif. So now, the only reason you'd be able to pick it up is to shecht it. But you can't shecht both of them, because you're not allowed to shecht the mother and the child on the same day. So Rabbi Lezer Omer Malas Harishon Amanas L'Shochto V'Shochto. So Rabbi Lezer says, you take up from the boar whichever one you want, and shecht it. And the other one you leave in the boar, because the other one now is also to shecht. So it's mukt. V'Hashem Yosel Parnasim Komo B'Shvil Shelo Yomos. And the other one you take care of in the boar, over yontif, so it shouldn't die. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Malas Harishon Amanas L'Shochto Veino Shochto. Rabbi Yeshua says you take the first one out with the intention of shechting it, but you don't actually shecht it. They get out of the boar and you take a look at it and you say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to shecht this one. Let's see what the other one looks like. And then you take the other one out of the board, right? Umarim, and you make a harama, you make a little bit of a trick, right? Es hasheni, and then you take the second one out. Now you can shecht either one, right? And they're both out of the board. You can't shecht both of them, but you can shecht either one of them. Now you have a choice. So we see that what's it called? Let's see that Rashi. Mishilim peres derech aruba yontif behed yitznan avalo b'shabbos. Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. Peres hashtuchim ala gag liyabshon. You have peres that are drying out on the roof. V'rog isham mishamshim boy, and you saw it's going to rain. Mashilin la'aretz derech aruba, aruba sagad. So you're allowed to put them through the skylight into the house. It's the low tircha milsa. It's not a big tircha because you just roll them down the skylight and they fall down the zinoflim alem. They fall by themselves. Alma the low gazrinin, and we don't make a gzera because on Shabbos that tircha is aser on yontif it's mutter. Then the Gemara asks, but I show you where you do make a gzera. For asnan ein bein lo kasha. How does asnan mashilin de shari tircha biyantif nishum ibud mamon Rabbi Yeshuahi shehitu lahalos behema baharama min abor. The one who holds that you're allowed to go to an extra tircha to save money on yantif, even though on Shabbos you're not allowed to do that, is Rabbi Yeshua. You see, he allows you to take both animals out of the boar to save money, because otherwise leave it in the boar and the chances are it's going to die. He says you're not allowed to take both of them out. You have to leave one in the boar. So you can't do extra tircha even on yontif. So the one who holds that you're allowed to do the extra tircha, the mashilin, that is what's called Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar. And the one who holds that you can't put the fruit through the skylight because it's extra tircha is also even on yontif, just like on Shabbos. Shemar says no. What's the raya? Mimai. Dilma adkan lo komer Rabbi Elazar hosim el def shel parnosa. Maybe Rabbi Elazar would hold you really allowed to do extra tircha if the thing's going to be ruined for sure. But over here, the animal's not going to die for sure. Leave it in the boar and take care of it in the boar over Shabbos. And the chances are it'll survive. But if you leave the fruit on the roof and it rains, right, it's going to be ruined. So therefore, since it's for sure going to be ruined, you're allowed to do the tircha on yontif, even according to Rabbi Elazar. And the same thing goes, maybe he holds where it's surely going to be ruined, and there's no chance of saving it without doing the tircha, you're allowed to do the tircha. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua only is matter where there's a harama, where it's a trick, where it looks like you're doing it for the sake of shechting it. Each one individually you can take out to shecht. But where there's no harama, there's no trick, you stand taking these peiros and doing the tircha without any kind of trick, right? Doing the tircha openly. Maybe there even, Rabbi Yeshua holds it saucer, Rabbi Elazar holds saucer. One Beishamai holds that whatever's osur on Shabbos because of tircha is osur on yontif too because of gzeira, and Beishilo holds that it's mutter. Tomorrow we'll see where the Mishnah is. Rashi. It looks like you're doing it l'tzorach yontif. That's when he said you're allowed to do tircha yontif that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, because at least for all purposes it looks like it's not extra tircha. It looks like you're doing it to shech. But over here it's clear you're doing something that's extra tircha, which is osur on Shabbos. So over here it doesn't even look mutter. So therefore maybe he holds his osur over here. Just a few things about Klisha Malachto Leheter and Isser. First of all, Klisha Malachto Leheter. Are you allowed to move it Shalol Letzel? The Gemara says you can move it Michama Letzel. You can move it if you want to protect it. What if you want to move it for no purpose at all? Stop. You want to move it around. So the Ra'or holds that even Shalol Letzel is mutter. And the Rashba holds that only Michama Letzel is mutter. Stop to move a Kli, any Kli, right? For no purpose at all. Is what's it called? Is otzer, and the Rambam seems to say like that, and also Shulchan Aruch seems to say like that. However, the exception is Sifrei Kodesh and Ochlin, food and Sfarim. You're allowed to move even for no tzorech at all, because those things there was never a gzeira, they never asked them, and according to that, right, It should be mutter for all these ka'aros and kosos, anything that was never a gzeira on, right? In the time of Nehemiah, so that they never asked that for anything. Those things were always mutter. Those things should also be mutter shelo l'tzorich. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and it's mashmataka like that in the Rambam, that it's only ochlim and sforim, that what's it called, that are mutter shelo l'tzorich klal, but not other things, not kli ochel, not other things. Other things, any other thing except for food and sforim is usher to be metalkal for no purpose at all. The Maisel Lahalacha, the El Yeraba, and the Ber Hetev say that it's mutter, what's it called? Even kli ochel, not everything, but not just food and sforim, but even like silverware or whatever. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down both shitas, the Yesh Machmirim, and how exactly he holds, he just brings down both things. Mastama, there's a place to be machmer, not to move even silverware, shelo l'tzorich klal. The Ben Ish Chai is also machmer, yet not to move anything like that. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that tzorich means even if you enjoy doing it. Shelo l'tzorich means absolutely no purpose at all, which is hard to find something that you're not doing for any purpose. But if you enjoy doing it, you enjoy playing around with silverware, right, twirling it in your hands. So that the Aruch HaShulchan holds also called the Tzorech. Even according to those who hold it, it's only Mutter L'Tzorech, which hold that that's Mutter too. Okay. Aklisha Malachto L'Isser. Okay. As Mutter L'Tzorech Gufo Mekomo, but not Mechama L'Tzel. Okay. Okay. Tosas holds that that's even according to Rav Shimon's. Machlokas Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda in Mukta. Right? Rav Shimon is Mekel in Mukta, and Rav Yehuda is Machmer in Mukta. So Tosas holds that even according to Rav Shimon, it's only mutter l'tzorich gufa makoma. Even Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold the muktzah, but this kind muktzah, klishim lachto l'isser, is aser unless the l'tzorich gufa makoma. And the Tosas Rid says that this whole machlok, this whole inyan of klishim lachto l'isser, is only mutter l'tzorich gufa makoma, is only according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, it's mutter even mecham l'tzel. And we paskin like Rav Shimon. So according to Tosas Rid, the whole inyan of klishim lachto l'isser, that it's usher to move, doesn't apply. No such thing. But we don't pass them like that, Lamaisa. Also, there's another shaila. What happens if you want to use klisha malachto le'isser le'tzorech gufo? You want to use a hammer to crack nuts, but you have a nutcracker. So are you allowed to move the hammer, right, or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings raya's that if you have a klisha malachto le'heter to do the same thing that the klisha malachto le'isser is going to do, you can't use the klisha malachto le'isser. But if it's more, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that if it's more comfortable to use the thing that's malachto le'isser, even though you have something that's malachto le'heter that can do it, but not in a more in the same comfortable way, that's also is considered as if you don't have something to do it with. It has to be that you have something to do it with the same exact way that you do it with the isser, with heter, then you have to use the heter. And the Ksos HaShulchan says even if you have something that's 100%, what's it called, easily is usable, the heter, you're still allowed to use the isser. There's no isser of using a klisha malachto l'isser, it's aruch gufa. So even if you have something that's more, you want to use the hammer, you don't want to use the nutcracker, that's mutter. According to the Ksos HaShulchan, and Mishnah Berurah holds that it's aser. What about a klisha malachto l'heter u l'isser, equally? Well, you have something that's used equally for heter and equally for isser. So the Prima Gaudim says it's totally in what's the major usage. What do you use it most of the time for? Okay? And that's what that's koveya. If it's most of the time used for heter, it's a klisha malachto l'heter. If it's most of the time used for isser, then it's a klisha malachto l'isser. The Mishnah Berurah says that as long as it has some tashmish of heter, right, that's a normal, not an unusual tashmish, has a usual tashmish of heter, now, even though most of the tashmish is isser, that's called klisha malachto l'heter, and the Shulti HaGiborim says that openly. The only problem is that with the what we said by the meducha before then, according to Mishnah Berurah, should be klisha malachto l'heter. The truth is, there are shitas in Rishonim who hold that meducha is a klisha malachto l'heter, since it has a storage purpose and a grinding purpose, right? And the storage purpose is a normal purpose, and even though it's not the major purpose, it's still called klisha malachto l'heter. But you'd have to say that by the meducha according to this reason.